Welcome to Healing with Worth, a podcast dedicated to healthy recovery and instilling hope in the wake of betrayal trauma. We are women who have experienced this intimately and want to offer hope to other women. While we may interview professionals on the show, the content should not be taken as therapeutic advice and is not meant to replace therapeutic healing. If you would like to join one of our free online Worth groups to help with your betrayal trauma, you may find us at healingwithworth.org. Welcome back to Healing with Worth. We're your hosts, Janine and Naomi. And today, we just wanted to have just a fun discussion about some of the other analogies that we've come across in this world of recovery that we thought were humorous and very, very accurately describe some of the situations that we run into in the process of working through this addiction and trying to salvage marriages.
This one comes actually as we attended our Worth group together with our therapist, Jody, and she would often refer to his recovery as being a macaroni necklace. And in time, we came to realize that this had much deeper meaning. We're going to share with you what we learned in our recovery group with Jody, and then also venture into some other analogies that kind of are all along the same lines.
Yeah, they kind of complement each other.
Yeah. So in recovery, often we want to know kind of when our husbands are safe, when they're doing their recovery work, how not to get involved in their recovery work. There's just kind of this balance of safety that we need, but yet we're wanting to see efforts on his part. There are probably many of you out there who are not really seeing recovery efforts happen. Mm-hmm. You've maybe indicated to him that you need to see transparency and honesty. And I don't know, what are some other things that you wanted to see in your relationship? Consistency was one thing I wanted to see in my relationship. What are some of the things that you were wanting to see?
Well, I think just a change in behavior, even. You know, a change in attitude, behavior, less entitlement, more humility, so many of those things. And I think when we talk about recovery and we talk about our spouses and their recovery process, oftentimes things seem like, and this isn't true for everybody, but in my case, I could see that, you know, he wanted a list of what do you want me to do? What do you want me not to do?
I feel like this is common.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It is, especially in the beginning, because it's easier to get a list of things to do than to actually dig deep and figure out those things for yourself. One of the things that Jody often talked about was when our husbands take out the trash for the first time in ages. When something happens that hasn't happened in the course of your marriage, these are the kinds of things that are like, yeah, that's what any healthy husband would do for their wife. And so she calls those efforts macaroni necklaces, because when your kid brings home a macaroni necklace that they made at school, you are so excited for them because they're so proud of this macaroni necklace that they made, and they want to put it on you and they want you to wear it and they want you to be so proud of it. And it's a macaroni necklace. So as a mom, you smile and you're like, oh, thank you so much. This is like the coolest gift. I just love it. And you put it on and you wear it at home. And then when they're not looking, you tuck it away in a drawer and you're like, okay, totally not wearing that to church, you know? And so sometimes some of these efforts our husbands bring us are like a macaroni necklace, in that they're like, thank you for doing that. I appreciate that. It's not quite the pretty necklace that I would wear to church, but I appreciate it. But to them, they think they're bringing you this diamond necklace. Do you see what I did? Do you see what I've been doing? there's this discrepancy between how they view their efforts and how we see their efforts. If we have only known abuse and neglect, these macaroni necklaces are like the bomb. Wow. You're being nice to me. And sometimes those seem like a diamond necklace, but they're like cubic zirconia. They're going to scratch and they're going to fade and they're not going to hold up over time because really they're macaroni necklaces. It's not that you're going to throw it in the garbage and not be grateful for those small efforts. There's just a level of gratitude that comes with consistency and real change and real effort. That's where those diamond necklaces come from. And that's needed for safety and security.
We want our husbands to be husbands, not children. That is really difficult to do when their behaviors have affected their brain. Their emotional behavior can be stunted in this process. And so it does feel like we are dealing with children sometime. Giving your husband space to what I call grow up can be a challenge. I've gotten to the point, and this is going to sound really harsh, is I'm not accepting any macaroni necklaces. That these macaroni necklaces are really just going in the garbage.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
So he's going to have to do a little more work than just string and macaroni on a string.
Yeah. To me, I see a macaroni necklace as those check boxes that we talked about earlier. Like, yeah, these are the things that they're not coming from within. This isn't deep, lasting change taking place. This is, if I do this, I expect this to happen. And these are expectations that are hoping to be met. And then when they aren't met, we revert back to a previous behavior. There are definitely things that take place in a normal, healthy relationship. Those are the things that you do. Those are the things that's how a couple communicates, and that's how a couple connect, and that's how, you know, all these different things where, you know, in this checkbox mentality, there isn't connection. There is still a lack of understanding. Mm-hmm. And so it makes it much more difficult for us to smile and say, oh, thank you, I love this.
I can't even do that. I don't even get to that place of smiling and accepting it in any way. I know the space I'm at right now.
Yeah. Well, and that's okay. I think everybody has their own place. And if we're being completely transparent here, I don't either. I just quietly watch. I don't comment on it even. Mm-hmm. I just watch and see if it continues. To me, the consistency is what really shows whether this is a lasting change.
Right.
And this is something else Jody said often. Anybody can change a behavior for 3 months at a time, for 90 days. Yeah. And the real change comes once you go beyond that 90 days. Mm-hmm. If you do anything for 2 weeks, you've created a habit. And from my own personal experience, a habit is only created if you want it to be a habit, because I've done plenty of things for 2 weeks and I didn't continue them because I hit my 2 weeks and I'm like, yay, I did it. I'm done.
Right.
I think that's human nature. And I think that sometimes where like our husbands will do something for, you know, X amount of time. And I think everybody has a cycle. I know that I see a cycle in my relationship. 30 days is about that cycle, you know, and gives me the strength to say, okay, I see what you're doing and I recognize that you're doing this. Just continue to watch and see, and not necessarily jump back into his arms and let my life crumble to pieces again.
Right. There was also another analogy that Jody would often refer to. And as if you think of yourself as a pioneer woman, because we've talked about getting into pioneer woman mode. We've talked about packing your wagon. Yeah. There is also another analogy that she used that goes along with the macaroni necklace. It's very similar, but she talked about how if you're a pioneer woman and you've been traveling across the plains and your husband's responsible for providing for the family food, and he comes back with a little squirrel, yet you're seeing buffaloes roaming the plains, you're wanting that buffalo. You're not wanting a squirrel for your family to eat. And so that was another analogy that was very similar to the macaroni necklace.
Yeah. Well, and that's also one of the things, like, when you look at it, you're like, okay, there are buffalo out there.
And you can see them.
Yeah. And so it makes it hard when you have your best efforts brought home a squirrel.
Yeah. Very disappointing.
It is. Yeah, yeah. It is disappointing.
For sure.
Maurice also uses this kind of an analogy. And oftentimes I notice that he'll say, we don't jump in and berate them, but we're like, okay, a squirrel's all you're capable of bringing. I guess I'm going to have to go out and get the buffalo myself. Because you're in that pioneer woman mode. All right, give me the gun or give me the bow and arrow, and I'm going to have to go get my own buffalo, since clearly you're not capable of doing that right now. And there's that level of, okay, you're not going to provide for me, and that means I'm going to have to provide for myself. So give me the gun and you go figure out what you're doing and why you can't get a buffalo. And I'm going to go get my buffalo because I got to feed my kids.
We can be expecting the buffalo or the diamond necklace before he's even capable of doing it. And that's where packing your wagon and getting into pioneer woman mode kind of comes into play for you, because there may come a point in time where you realize he's never going to bring me the buffalo. And what does that mean? And he's never going to bring me the diamond ring. And what does that mean for me? How am I able to move on with my life where, if he's not going to provide that diamond necklace for me, I can provide it for myself. I can provide the buffalo for myself.
Yeah.
And there's a couple other analogies that Maurice often talks about related to his recovery, right?
Yes.
And I refer to these with my husband a lot.
Yeah. Well, it's this idea of the airplane analogy, right? Where he wanted to take you on this trip. And so he said, come on and get in my airplane. And so you're riding as a passenger in his airplane and he crashes this airplane and you are severely traumatized. You're in the process of healing and working on healing. And he comes back to you and says, hey, you want to get in my airplane? And you're like, and I fixed the airplane. The airplane's all better now. It's not going to crash again. I promise, you know? And that's one of the things, that's where the analogy comes in. Like, okay, so in order for you to feel safe getting back on this airplane that he crashed, there's a lot of things that you're going to need to check. I want to see your pilot's license so that you can prove to me that you are capable of flying this plane without crashing it, you know, and that you can land it safely when it's time to land and all of these things. Because before, I just hopped in your plane thinking you'd already done all this, and that actually wasn't the case, and we crashed. And luckily, I survived.
But I've fixed everything. I want you to come over and see my plane. I've been to all these classes on how to fly an airplane, and I have fixed it. So come on over and check it out.
Yeah.
And so you go over and you check out the plane,
right?
And you realize it doesn't have wings on it.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't
have... missing an engine.
It's missing an engine. How about wheels? Does it have any wheels to be able to land?
The landing gear is still jacked
or
up.
Take off. Does it even have a
steering wheel?
Yeah.
We'll call it a steering wheel. Uchtdorf would know, but he's not here.
So you come over and examine his plane and you realize, how is he going to be able to fly this plane with no wings, with no wheels, with no steering wheel?
The landing gear is still damaged.
The landing gear is still jacked up. And you're thinking, yeah, no thanks.
Yeah.
Oh, but really, I've attended. I can do this. I can fly this plane now.
Yeah. They want to reassure you that everything's fine, that they've read all the books and they've done everything, they've checked all their boxes, and yet you can still see that this isn't a safe relationship to be in. One of the things that Maurice often says, retreat to safety and recognize, you know, those places where there's there are some improvements that need to be made. And because he is working on the plane, you tell him, I can see what you've done so far. And I appreciate that you've done that so far. And I'm going to wait until I see more improvement to get back in this airplane because I value my life. I value my safety.
Yes.
And there are so many more analogies.
Oh, that, for sure.
Yes.
Instead of an airplane, think of it as a boat.
Right.
That's the one I often refer to. Yeah, you've got some holes still in your boat.
Yeah, that's. I don't think that's going to make it across the big waters.
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
So if you ever hear us talking about macaroni necklaces or bringing home the squirrel or not getting in the airplane or boat, you'll kind of know what we're talking about.
Hopefully this has been helpful and hopefully you have some more understanding of these particular topics. So thank you for listening and we hope to see you next time.
Thanks for joining us this week on Healing with Worth. Make sure to visit our website, healingwithworth.org, if you would like to enroll in an online therapist-led support group. We'll see you next time.